Welcome to the official AFL Fantasy Podcast with the Traders.
G'day with the Traders, I'm Roy, I coach Destroy, and I'm here with Warnie.
Coach of the Warn Dogs.
And Calvin.
Coach Galvinator.
Now, we are here for one of the most anticipated price reveals.
Calvin, you're about to do
You only need about 30 seconds, probably,
mate,
I'd say, because we are doing
the Gold Coast.
Right, before we get into this, there's
this
a couple...
This is your job,
listen, look, I've been stitched up with this. There are some ground rules. There's some ground rules leading in. One, no laughing at the names I'm putting out there. Till the end, right?
Okay, yes.
Because...
Is this because of how you're going to pronounce them?
No, I'll get them right. So firstly, these guys...
You've
lowest,
never heard of these
This is a concern. They were the lowest scoring team last year.
By far.
By a long way. Mm. They're going to be worse than that. Let's just make sure we've got that crystal clear.
They give up a lot of
Is that because they got rid of their better players and got in dudes
we is it. So you get the special assistant picks.
Right.
Now, with the special assistant picks, they've got to choose players from the state league.
Yep.
And basically, the Suns got three of them. Mm-hmm. Now, this was before the draft, yeah?
Yep.
Thanks. Here are the guys they got, right? Number one, Josh Corbett, 170K forward from Werribee. He kicked 22 goals from 9 games. He copped an injury.
Eye injury, wasn't it?
Yeah, went at 7.6 marks a game, 190 centimetres tall.
Mm-hmm.
He will sit forward. He'll most likely get
a game.
They
need him.
They will need him.
Well, Tom Lynch.
The other guy, Chris Burgess. Now, he's a... defender forward.
Yep.
So a bit of flexibility there. Another 170K from the SAFL. And he's 194 centimetres. Another unit.
Yep.
22 years of age. The other guy's 22 years of age as well. The other guy though, Roy, this is the name you need. Sam Collins. Defender. 246.
He played for Fremantle.
He did back in 2015.
You're losing me. Okay. Come on.
This will be your Tom Duday... of this year.
Really?
Listen to this. Last year, he took 110 intercept marks.
2015, did you say? Played there 2017, old Sam Collins. He only had 1 year out of the system.
Oh, I lost
Sick
me.
Listen to this. Yeah. Listen. This guy took 110 intercept marks last year.
Is that a
the
lot?
The most champion data have ever recorded by any player in any competition.
You got me back.
You've had to dig out to find a stat
to make
this relevant. And you've done well.
He's back. So listen to this. In the last 6 rounds of the VFL, he averaged 110.
Right.
23 touches, 11 marks a game, Roy.
That's huge.
There's going to be a lot coming back to intercept.
There's a lot coming back. So when he came back from, obviously, WA back to Victoria, he won the club's best and fairest at Werribee and came third in the JJ Liston.
As a defender?
As a defender.
What a machine.
Lock and
so
load.
We have to do that. So even with that little bit of an extra price tag on him, 34 is priced at.
I feel like you put him on the ground that
246.
24 years of age, Roy. He's right up your alley.
He is.
And in the 2016 season, he did actually average 60 at AFL level. So
you're taking that
positive.
Every day.
Oh, well, definitely from that price. That's a cash cow down there.
You'd take a 60 on the ground too.
Yep.
In defence.
Yep.
Right.
Round one.
So there's one I found for you.
Good on you.
Here's some other names.
Those other little special assistant picks, because they're basement price, that's a real key thing with those guys, that Corbett and Burgess, you probably will have them on your bench because they'll be playing.
Probably.
Anthony Miles.
Yeah, okay. Interesting.
Priced at 58.5. And when he went from GWS to Tigers. In those 3 years, when he joined Richmond, he went... This is over 53 games at an average of 86 to 90.
Yeah, right.
Wow.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
He's not going to be that.
No.
Even if he's 80, right? He's going to be one of their main midfielders because they've got not much else.
No.
Priced at 58.5.
Gosh. It would feel like such a disgusting
pick.
It's so justifiable.
Is that Mark Randell on Facebook the other day, he actually said he seems a bit pricey at 425, given he played one game for 78 points. So he gets a 27% discount. Like, that's the thing. He gets that on that because he only played the one game.
Mm.
But here's a stat, because I had to reply to him because he was getting a little bit stroppy there.
Yeah, they do.
It was a bit too expensive.
It does sound expensive. You could buy a house for that.
27% discount on that. Priced him at 58.5, as you said. Now, he has only scored fewer than 58 points that he's priced at in 8 of his 71 career
games. He's an absolute bargain.
Yeah.
So
he's anything but overpriced.
Exactly. He's actually potentially 30 plus points
he's
got on that.
That's just a dead set bargain.
Roy, I've called him he could be a poster boy of the mid prices this year.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
You know, and
Miles. What are we doing?
Old Miles are here.
Prices, too many.
Look, this is the thing. I know we're starting early. Anyway, so Roy, this is where we could stop
every
this.
Every player is relevant.
This is where we could stop this podcast.
Why?
But I will throw you out some more names.
Yeah, okay.
Right. George Haaland-Smith.
Yeah.
He's around the same price as old Milesy there.
Price at 60, a little bit cheaper.
Yeah, four games with Geelong last year. He had one thumping game, though, in round five where he had 123.
Yeah.
Obviously, you've got to get more opportunity. That is that you'd go Miles over him, but just letting you know that he's there.
Thanks.
Wiggity Whack. He's still there, Roy. Harrison Wigg, 170.
Still yet to play.
Defender, just letting you know.
Defender.
Just keep an eye on him. He could be there.
Gosh, he gets a lot of mentions pre-season, Wiggity.
He could be there. I know, this time last year, he did that old ankle. So his name's there. And the other one I'm going to throw at you, Roy. 414K defender.
Yes.
Piers Hanley.
That's a very cheap. So he's cheaper than...
So priced at 57.
So he's cheaper than Miles and George Haaland-Smith.
And what, he's a defender?
Yeah, capable, of course, of averaging... Look, he's gone 85 above...
Yeah.
Most seasons.
For most seasons. So let's give him...
this is very interesting.
Let's give him an 80 to 85. Even a 75.
His body hasn't been great.
Even
no, it hasn't.
75, 77.
But he fits in my strategy this year of picking names.
He's 20 under. He's 20 points under if he's fit and if he plays.
He's picked.
So just over the old JLT, keep an eye on him.
Unreliable, but wow.
Well, he's not on the injury list.
No.
He's all good. So he's going into this preseason all right. A couple of players there worth looking at. George Haaland-Smith had off-season shoulder surgery.
Noted.
So that is noted. Very important. He'll be fully integrated when the players return from the Christmas break. Okay. He's been running around in the orange no-contact hat.
Oh.
Probably passed on from Gary Ablett when he was at the Suns there. He's probably the big one. Old mate Nick Holman, he'll be getting into... he's had a bit of back soreness. He'll be getting into that all properly after Christmas. Sam Day... good news for him, he's marking the ball. He had shoulder surgery, so that's been an issue for him.
Pity about their fit players.
Full contact for him after Christmas are probably the big ones. But I think the Suns are going to offer us plenty of players down the bottom end.
Well, that's it. And we can't just go, oh, the Suns, you can write them off. Look, maybe after the bye, that's the time to cross them off. But there's definitely a couple of those guys, the 170K, old mate Collins there. Opportunity.
That's what they need.
That's it.
You throw out a couple of questions about the Suns on Twitter, and you get a little bit of harsh stuff about them.
Go easy on them. Go easy on them.
I'm the Suns ambassador.
You are.
This year, and I will not tolerate people putting them down.
Oh, you wait till the season, mate.
So, Jordan, why do they exist? That's not a very nice question. All right.
Fair, though.
Now, JC does ask this question. Yes.
Just telling Roy to back off. Keep going.
Which of the new Suns' acquisitions do you see improving now that they should be given more game time? So you've mentioned your two big ones there in Haaland-Smith, but it is going to be Anthony Miles that will have the best improvement, do you think, Cal?
He can score. Miles, remember what he used to be in the NEFL?
Yep.
Absolute beast and a pick. And he's just waiting for this opportunity to be in a midfield.
Are there any that are still there that didn't move that could be any good? Like, people have asked me about Tuk Miller. For example.
Nah. See, and that's where you go, nah. Farini,
Josh Porter is asking about Will Brody, whether he's an option. Averaged 68 last year from eight games. Like, he hasn't... So he's priced at 64. He gets a small discount, 466 as a midfielder.
No.
I think, yeah.
You're not doing that. You can do a Miles at this stage of the year. You could do these other little
things. We've seen Farini score before.
Yep.
Could he?
He averaged 91.6. That's a pretty solid return.
Yeah, it is. That's expensive too.
Remember,
it is. Because of
an expensive gamble.
Yeah, very much so. Draft is probably where you're just going to be quite interested in these, but I would nearly avoid in draft. They're probably not even going to be ranked near their previous average even for me, just because it is an unknown.
That's the thing, though. They're going to score less than they did last year.
What about their rookies, though?
Yeah, oh, we've got to go those.
Got to go. Oh, 100%.
Definitely.
Yep. So, what, Rankin, King, you're taking them?
Well, you're paying a little bit more for those guys, but I guess they will be playing.
I know, that's a thing.
I guess it's going to be... That's probably the rookies and all those first-year players. It's just where we've got them.
Do we just get
positions.
Tricked every year, or does it feel like there's going to be a lot of basement around 270 and underpriced players that are options this year?
Because, it was a pretty good draft group. Moriarty asked, who takes the Suns' kick-ins? Are they an option? Because they're going to have to be scored on a lot, and obviously not all of them are going to go in through the big sticks. So,
Oh, how would you even choose that? Where would you start if you were the coach?
What about old mate Harbrow?
Well, that's it. Harbrow's your number one option to kick it in.
Hanley kicks it all right, doesn't he?
Hanley's stuck back there.
Yeah.
He is an actual option.
Yeah.
Especially draft. He's probably the one that gets a little bit of a bump in draft because of where his average is. Could be what you would call a sleeper.
Now, you know someone who deserves a mention? We talk about this void in the second ruck spot over the course of the preseason, but Jared Witts.
Yeah.
He's actually good.
He was very good last
season. He's gone 92, 93. If you're going to show that sort of consistency and you're happy to pay it for a set and forget 93, it's better than running the risk of what might happen with Max and you pay like 110
Max. That's it. You touch him over to pick up Max.
Mm.
It's interesting.
You never do it.
Who do we have then is going to be the second best ruckman this year?
I don't know.
Probably still Max.
Do you reckon? Probably.
Could it be a Cruiser?
It would have to be the favourite.
It might be a 10-point
He should still average 100.
Still be 100.
Second best.
Sorry. Yeah.
Well, which won't be getting to 100?
No.
He'll be good, solid 90s. No.
But you just don't pay that price.
That's it.
Hey, Tom Nichols, he's not going to be playing. But
I don't think so.
Priced at $242,000.
He showed so much potential a couple of years ago.
I thought so. Boys, we've talked for almost 12 minutes here. Suds Galvin.
Oh,
hey,
because
you're on board, boys.
Fantastic research.
You've got a few there.
Very well.
You've got a few.
You can catch all of our podcasts via all the usual outlets. If you're on iTunes, leave us a review. That would be a great thing. And get ready for all of the price reveals as they come through afl.com.au. The next one we'll be talking about will be St Kilda.
You've been listening to the official AFL Fantasy Podcast. For more expert advice from the traders, head to afl.com.au/fantasy.